Hi, my name is Melissa Elizabeth. I'm here at the Emerald Town Hall Library to study my math. You are listening to Check It In, Check It Out, a radio show for kids all about the Elgin County Library. I hope you enjoy the show.
Oh, I'm going down to the library, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. Gonna say hi to the dictionary, picking out a book, check it in, check it out.
Welcome to Check It In, Check It Out, a radio show for kids. In today's episode, Elmer Library had a special guest join them to read the children a story. And that special guest is Elmer Town Counselor, Catherine DeRosier. Catherine DeRosier chose a very fun book to read, and I think you'll all enjoy listening to this one. Without further ado, here is Elmer Town Counselor, Catherine DeRosier.
I'm with the town. I sit on a team of 7 people and we make very important decisions in town. Who here likes parks? Put your hand up if you like parks. I love parks. Put your hand up if you like fire trucks. Oh, so cool. Put your hand up if you like to play sports, hockey, soccer, baseball, all that fun stuff. Those are all things that I make decisions about. And it's I love it. I truly do love it. So part of being a municipal leader is listening. So I listen to everybody's concerns, kids, mommies, daddies, grandmas and grandpas. I listen to everybody's concerns. And then I work with my team, the other leaders, to make these important decisions. And I work to make our town healthier, to make
Sometimes
it safer.
They go to Grandma and Grandpa's house.
Yes, do they live here in town? Or do they live out? Oh, okay, yeah.
They live at their house. Anybody lives at their own house.
Yes, they do. So I love it because I get to make our town safer, healthier, and more fun, hopefully for you guys. So just really quickly.
It is for me, guys, at least.
Yes, exactly. So this right here, this is my little boy. His name's Jack. He's 5. How is anybody here 5 years old?
I am.
Are you 5? You look like you could be 5.
What?
Are you 5 years old?
No.
No, you're very tall. But this is my son Jack, and he's a big reason why I got involved with my job. And you kids are a really big reason of why I keep doing my job, because you all inspire me.
He's bad to us.
He's bad to you?
No, that's not that person.
I was going to say, how do you know him? But you guys are a big reason why I keep doing my job. So thank you to everybody for inspiring me and for being fun and giving our community something to work towards. So thank you very much. Now, the last thing I want to leave you guys with is, who do you think can do my job? Who can do my job? Any ideas? Anyone can do my job. Anyone can do it. When you grow up, all of you, girls, boys, anybody can do my job. And it's something I want to leave you guys with. When you grow older, if you care about our community and you like things like fire trucks and parks and the police and playing hockey and safe streets and cycling, you can do my job too. Okay?
Police,
yeah. So this is the book I'm going to read today. It's a really funny book. Do you ladies know this book?
No.
Moms Don't Fart. Do you think moms fart?
If they do.
We're going to find out. We're going to find out.
All right. Mom farts.
This is a great book. Are you ready? All right. Join Marty and his wizard friends. They are a cheeky bunch. They're gathered in his bedroom, casting spells and having lunch. Remember when we proved girls fart? It was just as we had guessed. Fairy flumps and mermaid trumps, their princess toots were best. I've been thinking about that, said Sam, who swiveled in his seat. We followed girls and animals, but our tests were incomplete. We didn't learn if adults fart. More research should be done. What if teachers let off gas? What about your mum? The boys all gasped. Imagine that. Surely moms just don't. Let's find Marty's mom and question her. You can ask her. I won't. No boy would volunteer, so Fizz signaled for a pause. There's only one thing to do for it. We'll decide by drawing straws. Ethan was the chosen one. He nervously stepped forward. Mrs. Jones, if you don't mind, could I please have a word? Girls and boys fart all the time. It gives us great delight. But we weren't sure if ladies trump or if they're too polite. What do you think she's going to say? Mrs. Jones turned very red. She couldn't believe her ears. Of course they don't, you cheeky boys. Now go and play, my dears. The boys retreated unconvinced. Could Marty's mom be trusted? She might cover up the truth. She might be covering up the truth. She did seem very flustered. Mrs. Jones was cleaning up and couldn't see the boys. As she bent to move some papers, her bottom made a noise. Granddad Bob, you're snoring. She tried to pass the blame, but the gang could smell the evidence and didn't believe her claim. Next, they searched for Fizz's mom and found her in the garden. Fizz blurted, "Do moms fart?" Mom gasped, "Oh, I beg your pardon?" "Sorry, Mom, but we're intrigued. We really just want to know." His mother shook her head at him and told them they should go. The boy snuck off out of sight and crouched on bended knees. They saw Mom's laundry on the line, blowing in the breeze. Except there was no wind today. So what did those sheets prove? That Mum was telling fibs and her fartnado made them move. Fizz's mom flew off to work. The gang must find out more. They tailed her through the broom park and up to the main door. As she hurried through the spinning doors, they saw it turning faster. Mrs. Wright had made it whirl by letting off a blaster. Yeah, no, we're still going. More farts. Mom took a seat behind her desk as the boys came through the door. They grinned as Mom let out a toot and zoomed across the floor. Stifling laughing, the boys stayed still as Mom reached for her phone. Burp, 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 burp. They heard and chuckled more. Well, that's a new ringtone. The boys then went off to find Sam's mom. She was with his little brother. She claimed that she never fluffed. No way, not my mother. But as the concert reached the end with the trumpet's final hoot, someone in the audience let out a mighty toot. It is funny. It was Sam's face that turned bright red. I can't believe she did it. It must be Mom that makes home smell, and all this time she hid it. We tend to blame our dog a lot for being such a stinker. But now I wonder, who is worse, my mother or poor Tinker? Ethan's mom was with her friends. They ordered drinks and cake. Is that my mom who made a smell? Oh, for goodness sake. The group stood up to say goodbye. They gathered for a selfie. Someone guffed, what a stink, more like hashtag smelfy. Here we go. Then all the boys' moms gathered for their weekly yoga class. The boys raced off to take a look, their noses against the glass. The row of ladies bent and stretched for their salute the sun. But yoga made them all relax, and mass trumpeting had begun. So much farting. We've proved our point. You moms do toot. Of that, there is no doubt. You cannot hide your farts, for like the truth, they will come out. And that's the end. Was that a funny book? Moms do fart, right? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, my mom always farts.
Aww.
Well, I hope you all enjoyed that story. It was quite fun, wasn't it? But before we finish, how about we listen to a song? The song that I chose for today is sung by Ken Sawatsky, and it's called It Could Happen. Take a listen to what Ken is singing and think about what Elmer Town Councillor Catherine DeRosier asked earlier before she started the story. Who is it that could do her job? That's right. Anyone could do it. Anyone, including even you. It could happen.
Flying into space. Want to be a dancing clown with lots of paint on your face. If you dream long enough, if you try hard enough, if you want it bad enough, and believe in your heart it could happen. Want to drive that racing car and make it to first place? Want to be a fireman and keep people safe? If you dream long enough, if you try hard enough, if you want it bad enough, and believe in your heart, it could happen. Want to be a detective and solve that mystery case? Want to play that baseball game and one pass second base? If you dream long enough, if you try hard enough, if you want it bad enough and believe in your heart, if you dream long enough, if you try.
Dag, and welcome to Check It In, Check It Out, a radio program for Kenya by the Elgin County Library. Ik hoop je aan dit program geleegd. Ik ben Mary Ham, and ik schoof by the Elmer Library. We hunt in a library in Straffordville, Springfield, and Port Burwell, and je kan de krak die wat je wel voren, die zijn alle nu op. De oepnerstunden zijn aan de library deren te zijn. Je kan ook voen, en dat voen nummer is 519-631-1560-09, wann je nog meer informatie veelt. Bitte koop nan en zeit wat we han in onze libraries tom junt en jene familie met halpen.
Out the door we danced and sang, the whole library rang. Oh, I'm going down to the library, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. Gonna say hi to the dictionary, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. I'm going down to the library.